This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Right now, we simply do not have enough doctors to deliver high-quality primary care. Add to this the 25 million uninsured Americans who will soon have access this January when the Affordability Care Act goes into effect, and we have the makings of a disaster. Our medical schools are doing an exceptionally poor job of addressing the shortage. Their press releases tout large numbers of medical students going into residencies that produce primary care doctors, but these numbers are grossly misleading. Yes, they have large numbers of interns starting off in primary care fields like pediatrics and internal medicine, but the vast majority, something like 80% of them, will end up as some sort of ologist, meaning subspecialists like cardiologists or gastroenterologists or endocrinologists. It would be far more honest and useful for medical schools to report how many of their graduates from 6 years ago are practicing in primary care fields, but that number might embarrass the schools. To fill this gap, it's not surprising that other fields, such as nurse practitioners and physician's assistants, have made the case that they can offer many types of primary care just as well and cheaper than physicians. Of course, doctors don't believe this. A recent study published in the New England Journal of Medicine suggests that doctors feel that these non-doctors would not improve the quality of care. Doctors felt they provide a higher quality of care compared to nurse practitioners. The nurses surveyed strongly disagreed. But it shouldn't be difficult to answer the question, do doctors or nurse practitioners provide better care? In most high-quality studies, nurses compared to doctors were found to have higher patient satisfaction ratings, to spend more time with their patients, and give more information to their patients. But they had more frequent visits with patients than doctors did. There were no differences in tests ordered, drugs prescribed, or the health outcomes of the patient. Many state governments are now considering new rules to expand the scope of practice for non-physician providers. These are long overdue. But what is really needed is a fundamental rethinking of how we practice medicine, not who practices. But the tent is large enough for all of these providers, so they won't compete with each other but can work together in complementary ways. But are we willing to redesign healthcare delivery to create teams where doctors and nurses and psychologists and nutritionists and pharmacists can actually work together to improve our health? This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.